think we've added two good players to that group. Got longer, and we got some good size inside there.
What does length do for you in your scheme?
Well, first of all, when you can push the middle of the pocket and you're longer, it's obviously hard to throw over you as opposed to a shorter guy. And then with the way offensive tackles grab you nowadays, it's a little bit easier to keep guys' length off you, you know, keep them off you when you can use your length to keep them off you. So it helps you. It's not always a determining factor of whether a guy can play or not, but it does help.
What did you see in Boyd?
I noticed Boyd last year when we were doing Fletcher Cox. And when I was looking at Cox, I noticed him and kind of took off right from there when I looked at the tape this year. He's obviously a big man, and he's got some explosion to him. We think he's got a little versatility to him as well. I'm going to see whether we can get some nose reps out of him or not. We'll have to determine that when we get here. You know, sometimes, particularly in this defense, it's a lot of projections because you don't get to see guys play in this defense in their college schemes. But so I noticed him last year when I was watching Cox. I saw a big kid who had some explosion to him, was able to get some nice pop. And for a big man, he's got good movement.
Does this play suffer without Cox next to him at all?
You know, I don't really look at it like that. When I watch a college tape, I don't really look at scheme. You always notice a guy next to another guy. Sometimes you see him making some plays. And, you know, I don't really get into, like I said, watching scheme when I'm watching a tape, or I'd be there all year. So I kind of focus right in on that one or two guys. You just see a guy pop up to you. And as a defensive line coach, when you see a big man in there, you always kind of look to see where he is and how old he is.
His statistical production didn't drop off in junior or senior year, though. Was more attention being paid to him when you watched him?
You know, I really can't answer that because I don't really look at tapes like that. But, you know, so.
Run-stopping ability as a base end?
Sure. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, he's he's a 6'2" and a half guy. Probably the best thing he did when he was inside in there is play that three technique, play the one technique, which we do a lot of. And that was probably where his forte is. And we'll have to see if he can play the four technique or the zero technique. He did a little bit of that, and he's for a bigger guy, he's got some pretty nimble feet, and he'll get in there and fight you. He's got a pretty decent motor. Me, I just always remember it. You know, I mean, kind of a football junkie. You kind of remember that guy as it comes up. You know, as a draft comes up, even before we've even seen a guy, when the scouts come in, I'm always waiting to hear what their opinion is on this guy that I saw the previous year.
Mike, when you look at Joan, is he the kind of guy who, in your defense, in the base defense, can sort of hold the point, hold the edge? He's strong enough, big enough to do
that? He's definitely strong enough. And he's, in my opinion, he's only going to get bigger. But he's had some games where he's done a real nice job at holding the point. He gives us, like I'm sure Dom and Ted have already talked about, a lot of versatility. We've got a lot of big guys that if he's getting pounded on in there, that we can help him out in that regard. But he was definitely not a guy that you would say can't sit in there and take on a double team. You know, that's something that he'll work at and get better at, but he's got excellent movement, excellent versatility.
What do you think he can hold? How much weight can he hold?
You know, I'm not an expert on that. I know he's been bigger, and his frame, I mean, if you look at him right now, he's really a well-built guy. And it's been my experience with that position and that type of body type that he'll get a little bit bigger. We don't need him to get too much bigger. He's plenty strong enough. I mean, when he punches and gets his hands inside there, he's plenty strong enough.
How exposed were you to Jones before you guys picked him? And at first blush, where do you kind of see him fitting in the sub package, maybe?
I see him fitting in everywhere. I mean, the one thing he did, my first exposure was him before we went down the combine. I actually heard a lot about him. So I actually graded him even before we went down to the combine. So, and had a real nice visit with him there. And he did, his defenses were our defenses. So we got to see him in the four, the five, the three, the one, even on some of the zero stuff or some of the three-man fronts, he went down and played over the nose. So he got to see him in all that stuff.
Mike, have you had a chance to spend any time with Johnny Jolly yet?
A little bit of time with Johnny.
How's it going?
Good.
Mike, are you okay with BJ and with Pick and where they're at as they came in to work out? Soon?
Yeah, I think Pickett, I think in the 5 years that I've been here, I think this is the lightest he's come in. So BJ came in right about where he left off.
Okay.